gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he increases their strength. That's what our God does. Even young people shall faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fail. But those of us that wait on, rely on, trust in, and are connected to the Lord, we shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings like eagles. We shall run and not be weary. And we shall walk and not faint. That is the word of the Lord. I want to minister this message on today, and it's simply entitled, I Need a Hookup. I need a hookup. Look at your neighbor right now and tell him you need a hookup. Amen. Amen. Look at that other neighbor and tell him, child, please, I got a hookup. Amen. My brothers and sisters, everything in life needs a power source. Our bodies that the Lord has so uniquely made depends on and receives power from the foods that we eat. When we are void of the proper power foods, we lack the nutritional power to function optimally physically. When we do not take in and rely on certain power foods, then our bodies cannot function at the level in which God intended, because our bodies physically now are not connected to a proper power source. Likewise, even in this room today, in this sanctuary, these lights that are in this room are providing illumination that we can see. It's only because they are connected, unseen from our eyes, to a power source. They are connected to something that's given them the ability to function. So then, when we walk in the room, as we did this morning, and we flip the switch, the power that they were connected to allows them to bring forth light. And just like our bodies physically, and these lights that are in this room, men and women need a power source as well. And the only way that we can have it is through proper relationship or connection with something or someone that is powerful. Your connection with something or with someone that is powerful gives you the ability to function like God intended for you to function. Watch this. And the only way that we can exhibit consistent power to live fulfilled lives is that we are hooked up to the source. Is that we are hooked up to the God that gives power in our lives. Now, my brothers and sisters, it's possible and it's all too frequent in life that many hide behind power substitutes, money, status, influence, and all of these things that cannot bring us eternal power. But to really have lasting power, we must be grounded to someone or something that ignites us. You have to be connected to something that fills you. You have to be attached to something that causes us to move forward from where we are, because without power, nothing worthwhile ever gets accomplished. If you take away the power source in these lights in this room, even though the lights have functional bulbs, even though the fixtures are in place, the lights now stop functioning in their created capacity because they are not hooked up to any power. Mm-hmm. That all of the equipment can be in place. That above the right wattage and everything can be in place. But if there is no power, it cannot function like it was created to function. Mm-hmm. It can sit there as a decoration. It can sit there for others to observe, but to operate in its purpose, to operate in its creative purpose, it has to be connected to some power. And some people have trouble keeping the lights on in their lives because they are not hooked up to a power source. Oh, you got the gifts. Oh, you have the talent. You have the wherewithal. You have the brains. You have the know-how. But unless you have the hookup, you are not able to live a life of purpose and a life of destiny, because every life of purpose and destiny is going to require that you be connected to a power source. And therefore, when you are not connected to a power source, you become insignificant in creation. That you don't have life like God intended for you to have, but you become very insignificant, especially to those that depend on you to function. Oh God. And somebody is depending on you to function. Brothers, your family is depending on you to function. Sisters, your children are depending on you to function. They're the leaders. There are people that are depending on you to function. And the only way that you will function like God wants you to function is that you have a proper hookup. And individuals who are in this state of insignificance, it leaves them desperate and it leaves them empty. Let me tell you something about empty people. Empty people have to live a lie. Empty people have to work overtime to get attention. Empty people have to have an excessive drive to try to be something that they are not, because they don't have the proper power to be who they really are. So you see insignificant people trying to be this and trying to be that because they really have not discovered the real source of their power. And unfortunately, insignificant people, they not only wear themselves out, but they wear out those that are around them, because they're always begging for attention. They always need a back rub. They always have wine and cheese and always talking about what life has done to them. And that's because they don't have a permanent and powerful hookup. Mm-hmm. See, when your energy supply is bad, you do two things. When you are void of power, what happens is you start blaming and you start changing. Mm-hmm. That's what happens. You want to blame everybody else for your emptiness. You want to blame everybody else for your insignificance. You want to blame everybody else for your failures. That it's this woman that God gave me. She don't support me like I need to be supported. That she don't back me. She ain't got my back. And so I'm going to blame it on the woman. I'm going to blame it that my daddy wasn't there. I'm going to blame it that I ain't get a good education. I'm going to blame it because I don't have this or I don't have that. But when you have a real hookup, you understand that, watch this, no weapon that is formed against me shall be able to prosper. Can I just pause right now and tell somebody something real? That you got to stop making excuses for why you can't move forward in life. You got to stop making excuses for why you are sitting like a bump on a log when God is giving you so many opportunities to be who you are. You got to stop blaming and take responsibility. See, people who are disconnected, they're always blaming. Well, if I just had a man that was stable. You can't find no stable men these days, baby. You don't need a man to be stable. See, you got to stop blaming and you got to start taking responsibility. But not only do we blame, then we start changing stuff. We start making ungodly changes in our lives. So people, watch this, who are unhooked from their real source, they always change their circle of friends. Every season, you got a new crew. Every season, you got a new group you hang out with. In the beginning of the year, you hanging out with your church clique. And in the middle of the year, you done left them. Now you're hanging out with the club clique. And then after you hang out with the club clique, now you hang around family, because nobody like family. Then you notice that family, they bad too. And so you move from partner to partner and from person to person. And when your wife make you mad, you want to kick her to the curb. And now you're like Usher, you're ready to sign them papers. And God is saying, when you are insignificant, you start changing stuff that is not God approved. So we change relationships. We change jobs. Some of you, you did your taxes. You got 7 or 8 W-2s. Because you done had about 15 jobs in 1 year. Because when you're empty, you can't find fulfillment in no job. See? And not only that, we got people even in the church that's unfulfilled, that's unhooked up. And so consequently, they church hoppers. They change churches. That for one season, you at Beacon Light. Beacon Light got it going on. And then Beacon Light don't do it for you no more. So you got to go to the other church. And then that church don't do it for you. And you got to go to this conference. And you got to go to Texas. And then you got to go to Atlanta to get a word. No, the problem ain't with the word. The problem is with your hookup. And what the Lord is saying is when you really get the right hookup, then you're going to start knowing, I ain't got to blame nobody. And I ain't got to change nothing. Because God becomes my source. Hallelujah. When you're not hooked up, you start texting people that you said you was going to been cut off. You start calling people that you know don't mean you no good because you're looking for something to ignite you. You're looking for something to fill you. You're looking for something to push you forward. But unfortunately, you're looking for it in the wrong places. And consequently, you have people that come to church unhooked. You have people that go on jobs and you're unhooked. You're not connected to nothing. And so now we don't know who you're going to be from 1 week to the next. 1 week you come in here and you shouting, you tearing the church up. The next week you come in and we got to have intercessory prayer for you because we don't know who you are. But when you're really hooked up to God. Listen what John says. I don't have a lot to give you this morning, but I hope you receive this. John says in John 1 in verse number 4. In him is real life. And the life that's in him is the light or the passion or the power of men. Oh boy, if you're writing, you got to catch this. That God is the ultimate power source in your life. That if you are unhooked from a productive relationship with God, you will never be who God wants you to be. You're going to be useless, you're going to be empty, and you're going to be void because he is the utility that every person needs in their life. Hallelujah. And he goes on in verse number 12. You don't have to turn there, but John tells us to have as many as received Jesus. Mm-hmm. He gave them the power, hallelujah, to become sons of God. Oh, and I thank God for that. That you know where my real significance comes from? It's not in who I'm married to. It's not in how much money I make. But my real significance is to know that God gave me the power to become his son. Oh, God, I really don't care what none of y'all say about me because Jesus has called me his son. Jesus has called me his daughter. And when you realize the power that you have, as a child of God, you understand your significance. But my brothers and sisters, the problem that has affected so many Christians in this modern society, the problem that affects so many people, even in this room today, the curse of 21st century Christianity is Sunday morning religion. I call it SMR. Sunday morning religion, because when you have Sunday morning religion, you understand church. When you have Sunday morning religion, you know how to say the right stuff. You know how to put on that church smile. You even know the church response that when somebody asks you, how you doing? I'm blessed and highly favored because you understand the culture of church. You know how to operate in church. And some of you, you got a rich church pedigree that you've been going to church since you was a little boy, since you was a knee high to the duck. But God is saying, I don't want you to learn church because when you come to church, but you don't connect with Christ, you leave out of church. And after the pageantry is over and after the lights go off and the organ is not here and you go back to the car, you still desperate. You still empty. You still void. And that's because because you came to church, but you didn't come to Christ. And somebody in this room today, the Lord told me, you got to watch what you hooking up with when you come to church. Don't come here trying to hook up with no woman. Don't come here trying to hook up with no man. Don't come here trying to make a business hook up. You got to come here saying, I'm trying to get in the presence of sheep. Because when I get back home, I need power. Look at somebody right now and say, baby, you need a hookup. You need a hookup. You need a hookup. And if you come into this place because we got nice, fine women or we got good-looking men, you here for the wrong reason and you need to leave. I take authority over the unrighteous spirit in this place. You got to come saying, when I come today, don't talk to me to after church over. Don't pass me no notes. Don't give me no peppermints because I got to get in the face of Jesus. Because when you connect with Jesus, healing is available for you. See, and that's why we can't see a move of the Spirit is because we come to church to let our flesh be seen. But you got to burn your flesh up on the parking lot. You got to burn your flesh up while you getting dressed to say, when I come in here, God, no flesh is going to glory. I don't care what I got on. I don't care what pair of shoes I got to wear. I want to connect with Jesus. Because he says, when you connect with me, there's healing power. When you connect with Jesus, there's deliverance. God, and we don't even know what deliverance is these days, but because we're so formatted, we're so formal in our worship. But when are we going to ask God to send some true deliverance? When we gonna see somebody get off of drugs and somebody to get delivered from homosexuality? And when we gonna see somebody get delivered from a perverted lifestyle? We gotta have power. John says, in him, there is life. Somebody say, Jesus is life. That's it. I ain't talking about coming to church to hear Jesus. I'm talking about having Jesus living on the inside of you. There, I told you last week for y'all wasn't here, Shekinah, the abiding presence of the Lord that is with you wherever you go, that walks with you, that talks with you, that tells you you don't need to go there, you don't need to talk to him, you don't need to answer that phone call. The Shekinah presence of the Lord. See, he is the real source of power. But not only that, Isaiah lets us know, watch this, that not only is God the ultimate source of power, but God's power never changes. His power was here yesterday. His power is here right now. And if you live 100 years from now, his power is going to be forevermore. Because God's power never changes.